Bro, being a single mom is literally the hardest shit ever. Like, you cannot do anything. I literally got like one side of my weights wrecked at the gym because I tried to work out and they're calling me over the intercom to come get him literally after 5 minutes because he don't want to be with anybody but me because I'm the only person with him. But you literally just can't do anything. I'm literally so exhausted from work like 90% of the time, so I don't ever get to do like a good like real workout. And I got up trying to do a workout this evening and he don't even want to go to the kids club. This is like the third time I'm trying to take him. He does not like to be with strangers. So it just makes it hard because I can't do anything. The only time I have help is when I'm working. But I can't ever do anything for myself. And the other parent just gets to do whatever they want. Literally whatever. You can go hang out with your friends. You can work out. You can complain about how tired you are. But really, like, look at my life. Like, look what I have to do every single day.
What makes me laugh is I just recently did a video about single married mothers, and here we actually have an example of what it really means to be a single mom and what it really means to be tired, to be exhausted. She can't even get her words out right. Although that's the harsh reality of life when you choose to live a certain way and you don't think about the consequences of the future. And that's the difference between females and women. Women are always thinking about what I'm gonna do now, how is it gonna affect me tomorrow? Females don't.
I hate even complaining about this because my mom helps me a lot. And I do have a nanny for my son twice a week, but that's while I'm working. I'm working 24/7. As an entrepreneur, my brain is in work mode 24/7. And I only have physical help while I'm working. And so it just makes it difficult whenever I need to do things for myself. Like, my nails are down to the nubs. My toes are a whole different story. Because it's like, when do I have the time? Where's the time to go and do that? Like, I don't have anybody to keep him for me to go sit and get my nails done for an hour. I join a gym with childcare and he doesn't want to go to the childcare because he doesn't like strangers. I can't do work from home because if I look down for 2 seconds.
I know what I'm about to say is going to get a lot of females triggered. So why don't we hold these deadbeat baby dads to the same standards? Why? Because they don't hold themselves to those standards. So there's no point in me talking to someone who doesn't want to listen. Although this female wants to live a life a certain standard after she didn't do that, thus being right here. My point I'm trying to make is a lot of these single moms need to live with the fact that you made a mistake in the choices that you made with the man that you chose to make it with. And now you have to learn to work around that, because crying on TikTok, having a breakdown, isn't gonna solve any of your problems. And that's just the reality.
First of all, honey, you know what I've noticed? In any message I share, for the record, always applies to myself. Like, I'm not exempt just because I'm sharing it. So, I've noticed that we want a signier sign. Mind you, we've been getting dreams, songs, angel numbers, that post that came across our feed that just so happened to apply to our situation. But we want the sign to be on the billboard in big red letters, lit up with glitter. And it's almost as if we're waiting for this moment to feel ready. You're not going to feel ready for something you've never done. That's why you have to get pushed. We're also waiting for us to trust the outside world and the people in it. But a bird doesn't trust the branch it lands on. It trusts its wings. And you should do the same.
What frustrates me the most about these 304s, people will tell them over and over again, living a promiscuous lifestyle gets you nowhere. Sustain the purity that you have for a very long time, basically forever. Although females will always want to argue with you about it. Females will always want to tell you they can still get the man that they want, no matter what. Females will call you a pick me. Females will say, I'm not gonna do what my great-great-grandma did. Females will say, I don't wanna be a slave. Dress modestly. I don't wanna dress that way. You wanna be butt naked all the time until life is kicking you in the butt. Until you realize no man actually wants you because you're promiscuity. Now you wanna adapt the ways of a woman. Now you want to become more modest in your dress, in your way of life, in your mentality. What, because life gave you an extra push? Because you found out you got wings? To me, it's all nonsense. Females love this whole self journey to being a woman again. No, you were never one. You never wanted to be one, and you ain't going to be one.
First of all, hi. So I'm currently cleaning house out with the old and with the new, manifesting a new wardrobe, inshallah. I have no idea how this is gonna look. I have contractual obligations, clothes to wear, posts to do, bills that have to be paid, and you know, showing up the best I can, right? Because I know that it's not gonna be perfect. I know that people may have a gripe. I mean, my arms are out. Right? First of all, it's hot, and then I sweat like a puddle under my armpits. Not an excuse, but looking into Botox under my arms and finding clothes that are more aligned with where I'm headed, even if it's not to the book perfect. That's what this is all about for me, is I'm just going to show up and give my best, and every day my best gets better.
Females hate when people say this, when men say this, but it doesn't change the truth. Brittany Renner and any other three or four out there that has lived a life of promiscuity, you will never change. Don't matter how much you try to change, you will never change. You already have taught yourself how to be a 304. You taught yourself how to be experienced and skilled in bed. You can't undo that. You can't undo everything that comes with it. Just because you've changed the way you've dressed and we can't see your physique anymore, it doesn't mean anything. What really matters is what's up there. What has your mentality and your brain wired to become? What have you taught yourself all over the years to become? You can't undo 32 years of that. There's no way. Try tell Beyonce to not know how to sing. Try tell Mariah Carey to stop hitting them high notes. Forget about it. Don't do it anymore. You know how ridiculous that sounds? Those things, they've trained themselves to do for years. Just like Brittany Renner trained herself to be a 304. And that will just never change.
Stupid when I see men trying to make it a point that single mother standards are way too high. But wouldn't you think that a good mother or a good woman, period, would want the best for her children and want the best around her children? So you best believe that my standards are going to be through the roof. At this point, my standards are so high, I think I'm looking for Jesus Christ himself.
I'll be honest, a lot of females, including single moms, you all need to really just stop this high standard and having high standard talk, this rhetoric. You really just need to nip it in the bud and just let that go and just admit to yourself that you know nothing about high standards. You know nothing about being a good mother. You know nothing about traditional values, or you wouldn't be here. It's really just that simple. It's like a thief saying, I'm now a lawful citizen after you've been stealing. You know, you're still always going to be a criminal. I understand she wants the best for her child. Although, if you really wanted that for your child, you would have made the right decisions before having that child.
Because, baby, I devote my life to being a mother and being a good woman, so I can be a good mother. So yes, if you want to mess with me on that type of level, you need to prove to me why you are worthy of my time.
Females will never comprehend it. Why? Because you're a female. So I don't exactly expect you to. They will never comprehend what it actually means to be a good woman, to be a good mother, or even a devoted wife. All those things you should already have been before being pregnant, before having a husband, before living your life. But they can't comprehend that. They think they need to just do whatever they want until they're forced to do it and forced to be. Well, it means you was never it. Life put you in this predicament. The truth is, if you could change things, you would change things. A lot of wives wouldn't say that. A lot of devoted mothers wouldn't say that. They will tell you, I've always wanted to be a devoted mother and a devoted wife from the beginning. And I did everything I could to make sure I find a great husband and provide my children a great life. Single moms can't say that. They're still caught up with baby daddy dramas. How is that? Because you never devoted yourself to any of the higher standards that you say you did.
And why you are worthy to be in my child's presence on a consistent basis. Because I'd rather be alone forever than have my time wasted. So let me just make this clear. Don't take me being a single mother with a grain of salt. Just know that I work my ass off and I'm tired, okay? But I work my ass off as I should. So if you come into my life, you should be making things easier, not harder. And that goes for any relationship. But I'm quick to leave all types of...
I mean, this female really thinks that men should be worthy of her and the child, whilst the baby dad isn't even worthy of your own child's time. He doesn't even see your child's time worthy or you worthy, but strangers and other men should. And on top of that, she is so keen on speaking about how hardworking she is and her time and taking things with a grain of salt. Meanwhile, you come with more baggage than most average men. They're not coming with single mom dramas, a child. They're coming with a clean slate, not you. To be honest, a lot of these single moms, as I said, need to stop talking about this. And they need to keep their children out of it as well, instead of trying to use them to try and catch the best fish in the pool. It just shows, to me personally, how you got here. Because it's only when life gets really hard for these females, that's when it's time to make the best choices. When it's only convenient to you. And when I say it's only convenient to you, I mean you feel like you want better because you've done so bad that you can't get out of it, instead of just always doing better because you wanted better. None of these females wanted better, and neither does she. So she's gonna use or throw a pity party about how she's a single mom and she has a child and now deserves the best from a man, when you could even give your child the best from his own father. I'm your hostess, Feminine Princess. These are my last thoughts. It's always interesting to see how single moms always seem to find themselves here. And always seem to never actually just live with the consequences of their choices. They always try to escape it, either by going to Allah, having higher standards, or complaining to TikTok about how life is hard. Let me know what you think. Thank you for watching. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Bye.